Test 3, Part 3. Now turn to Part 3. You will hear Dr. Melissa Jordan explaining the importance of raising money to give to the association called Patch Adams, the Healing Power of Laughter. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at Part 3.
Have you ever thought how hard it must be for a child, but also for an adult, spending days, weeks, maybe months in a hospital? There is a great organization which needs the help of all of us to keep on working and helping people who are suffering in hospitals. Patch Adams Clown Care is a program in hospitals and medical centers involving visits from specially trained clowns. These visits to hospitals have been shown to help, healing patients with the positive power of hope and humor. Clown doctors parody the hospital routine to help children adapt to their surroundings. They also distract from painful or frightening procedures. The atmosphere of fun and laughter can help children forget about the illness and the stress for a moment. Clown doctors use techniques such as magic, music, storytelling, red nose transplants, kitty cat scans, chocolate milk transfusions, and prescriptions of laughter and other clowning skills to empower children with doses of fun that help them deal with the range of emotions they may experience while in hospital: fear, anxiety, loneliness, boredom. The healing power of humor and laughter combats stress, reduces pain by releasing endorphins, the body's natural painkiller, boosts the immune system, helps promote a positive outlook, helps people to cope with difficult situations, and helps to create bonds and therefore support between people, all of which aids the healing process. The job of these therapeutic clowns includes entertaining children and their families in outpatient clinic waiting rooms, distracting families in emergency rooms, comforting parents of children in intensive care units, and distracting small children during frightening medical procedures. Basically, the therapeutic clowns are there to lower the anxiety levels and change the moods of child patients and their families during the stressful periods of a hospital stay. I had heard about such forms of therapy being used on children with cancer. However, it was quite surprising and interesting to me to learn that the use of therapeutic clowns is prevalent throughout the pediatric unit in many hospitals located in countries across the globe. While hospital doctors may put on white coats and stethoscopes to make their rounds, some volunteers instead wear a big red clown nose to see their patients. They are not medical doctors or clowns. They are professional medical clowns who provide their service as artists to help patients heal through laughter and cheer. The biggest impact of the clown is giving the patient control for the first time in a long time, since they can feel a sense of disempowerment when they are admitted. They're stripped of their individual identity, forced to wear hospital gowns instead of their personal clothes, and are exposed to unpleasant and often painful procedures. For all these reasons, I'm asking you to invest your money in this useful organization, as they need support to train other volunteers to do the same in many other hospitals. Thanks to generous donors, they will be able to make a real difference in the lives of the sick of all ages, from small children to the elderly. Your donation will allow them to expand our therapeutic healing programs, to buy toys and gifts that are distributed to patients during a compassionate clowning visit, buy more props, costumes, makeup, and transportation to and from clowning events. Please make a donation today and support our therapeutic clowns and the important work they do.
Now you will hear part three again.
Have you ever thought how hard it must be for a child, but also for an adult, spending days, weeks, maybe months in a hospital? There is a great organization which needs the help of all of us to keep on working and helping people who are suffering in hospitals. Patch Adams Clown Care is a program in hospitals and medical centers involving visits from specially trained clowns. These visits to hospitals have been shown to help, healing patients with the positive power of hope and humor. Clown doctors parody the hospital routine to help children adapt to their surroundings. They also distract from painful or frightening procedures. The atmosphere of fun and laughter can help children forget about the illness and the stress for a moment. Clown doctors use techniques such as magic, music, storytelling, red nose transplants, kitty cat scans, chocolate milk transfusions, and prescriptions of laughter and other clowning skills to empower children with doses of fun that help them deal with the range of emotions they may experience while in hospital: fear, anxiety, loneliness, boredom. The healing power of humor and laughter combats stress, reduces pain by releasing endorphins, the body's natural painkiller, boosts the immune system, helps promote a positive outlook, helps people to cope with difficult situations, and helps to create bonds and therefore support between people, all of which aids the healing process. The job of these therapeutic clowns includes entertaining children and their families in outpatient clinic waiting rooms, distracting families in emergency rooms, comforting parents of children in intensive care units, and distracting small children during frightening medical procedures. Basically, the therapeutic clowns are there to lower the anxiety levels and change the moods of child patients and their families during the stressful periods of a hospital stay. I had heard about such forms of therapy being used on children with cancer. However, it was quite surprising and interesting to me to learn that the use of therapeutic clowns is prevalent throughout the pediatric unit in many hospitals located in countries across the globe. While hospital doctors may put on white coats and stethoscopes to make their rounds, some volunteers instead wear a big red clown nose to see their patients. They are not medical doctors or clowns. They are professional medical clowns who provide their service as artists to help patients heal through laughter and cheer. The biggest impact of the clown is giving the patient control for the first time in a long time, since they can feel a sense of disempowerment when they are admitted. They're stripped of their individual identity, forced to wear hospital gowns instead of their personal clothes, and are exposed to unpleasant and often painful procedures. For all these reasons, I'm asking you to invest your money in this useful organization, as they need support to train other volunteers to do the same in many other hospitals. Thanks to generous donors, they will be able to make a real difference in the lives of the sick of all ages, from small children to the elderly. Your donation will allow them to expand our therapeutic healing programs, to buy toys and gifts that are distributed to patients during a compassionate clowning visit, buy more props, costumes, makeup, and transportation to and from clowning events. Please make a donation today and support our therapeutic clowns and the important work they do.
That's the end of part 3.